We have the head basketball coach of Towson University, Pat Scarry, here as we approach the Final Four. And the voice of the Tigers and sports director at TV 11 and the voice of the Ravens, Jerry Sandusky. Coach, how are you?
Great. It's great to be here.
Jerry?
Awesome as always. How are you, sir?
Doing well. And have you calmed down after the season yet? Have you relaxed? He comes in here, Jerry, by the way, on three phones, locking up guys, it seems, left and right. I couldn't help myself but to laugh on air.
Well, you're locked up for next year, so what are you working on, the 2015 class?
No, we've got a couple more things in play for next year.
Nice.
That'll be coming out shortly.
Nice. Like to hear it. Are you in a window, so we don't get you into a recruiting? Are you allowed to be doing that right now?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Before we talk you into sanctions or something?
We're allowed to recruit. We're just not comment on any of them until they officially sign. But it's,
like it.
Close.
Good.
Yep.
And you're smiling, so those are good signs. So talk about what you went through in your first year. I mean, I want to fast forward, then we'll rewind. Let's fast forward and play out the Final Four. Let's say Kansas wins it all. Your first game as a D1 head coach will have been against the national champion. I mean, you talk about strength of schedule, right?
There's no question. As I was just kidding you, I think we obviously gave them a lot of confidence moving forward on the season.
Well, you know, we broadcast that game, you remember, here on BAL, and I picked Kansas in the office pool to win because...
I thought you say you picked Kansas over us.
Well, I did kind of have a slight hunch they might win that night, but I picked Kansas because that team was... Like, Robinson is a man.
He's like the guy that's, you know, he's like Avatar. He just runs through you, over you.
Right.
I mean, He's terrific.
I think Withy, the 7-foot center, is a little bit ordinary, but the rest of the team, I thought, that's one of the best shooting teams, best passing teams, best defensive teams. I know Kentucky's sensational, but I think Kansas can win it all.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think Kentucky's got six pros. That always helps you. And then, obviously, Louisville, you can't. Patino's as good as you get. But Ohio State's really good, too. So it's Brett and I were just saying, there are no kind of, I know Louisville's a four seed, but they're not a Cinderella team,
yeah,
so to speak.
There are no dogs in the Final Four. There never have been. So now that you get through that first year and you endured the streak and all the headaches that you inherited and you had very few scholarship players, you literally had one point guard this year. I don't think people realize that you had one point guard this year, one kid who was a true point guard. You get through all of that, and Pat, you have had so much success recruiting. How have you been able to have so much success? Because typically, kids are drawn to an already successful program.
Well, I think maybe one of the few things I've done well is I've hired well. So, you know, Kenny Johnson is a star, and Luke Murray is a Viper, and Kevin Clark, and obviously, you know, Dwayne Simpkins, having guys like that on staff, Mike Sweats, and we've got great administration. We got a lot to sell at Towson. You're an alum.
Oh, yeah.
The place is growing, building.
I'd go back.
I just try to stay out of the way and make sure I don't mess anything up. And then so far, that's worked out pretty good.
Well, the other thing you have done, and I think people who are savvy about basketball and watch basketball, you've laid the foundation of what your program will play like. Great defense, intense on the boards. You out-rebounded the majority of your opponents this year, something a team with your record almost never does in the NCAA.
No, we were happy with that. We went from 12th in our league in rebounding, I think tied for third or just missed third in that, and then we improved our field goal percentage defense by over 6 percentage points. So we clearly have to get better on the offensive end. We will. Guys are getting better. That will return. The guys that sat out are good, and we're going to add talent. So, you know, but I think in any team sport, if you don't defend and rebound, then it's going to be hard to win.
And Jerry, in case you were wondering, that they are practicing right now in the aftermath of the season. And while the NCAA tournament is ongoing, Coach Scarry has them out on the hardwood for his own insanity, I guess.
Skill work. just getting better. We after the Final Four, we're allowed to have groups of four. Up to the Final Four, you can actually practice with your whole team.
So what do you have, running suicides?
No. We just a lot of skill work.
Dribbling, shooting, passing, sliding on defense.
All the basic fundamental stuff.
That's incredible. And also news out this week about your program. Eric Gums, his career at Towson has come to an end.
Eric has Marfan syndrome. He's had it his whole life, and it creeped up late in the year. Obviously, we're disappointed because he's been a model student athlete to have, and he's disappointed too. But he's staying at school, staying on scholarships. He's all CAA academic team, so he's going to stay to get his degree. And he's just not going to be able to play basketball.
And while that's very unfortunate for his athletic career, his graduation will still count toward your graduation numbers, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And the only reason I point that out is that, you know, in the media and college basketball, we're constantly talking about graduation rates. And a lot of times, programs are trying to fudge numbers to make it look like kids are kind of adding up there. Here's a kid who's actually going to graduate and isn't going to be on the court, but because of a health reason. So, you know, I think that's legit because there are so many kids, and I'm fond of these kind of kids, who are legitimate students. They're students and they're athletes. And when a kid like that, you know, runs into a health situation, I feel bad for him, but I don't think the program should be penalized.
No, thankfully we won't. And you're right, he is a model student. I mean, he handles his business. He's going to be very successful in life. We're just disappointed, obviously, that he has that physical ailment.
Because he came along toward the end of the season. He was one of those kids who, you know, I was at the first practice this year. And having seen so many of the games in recent years, I wanted to be the first practice for two things. I wanted to see the way Pat ran a practice, and then I kind of knew how he would run a practice. And then I wanted to see the look of shock on the kid's face when they realized, man, this is not the game I thought I was playing. And I point that out, Pat, because I was a walk-on at Towson a million years ago, and I went through that sensation that, you know, once you kind of go beyond either your talent or your coaching experience, you feel like you've landed on Mars. And I can remember early in my college, limited college experience, that sensation of, I've never played this game. And your kids at first day of practice had that look. Some of them had that look much, you know, through much of the season, but by the end, a lot of them caught on.
Well, one of the best feelings you get as a coach, the kid Marcus Damas, who we recruited, had a very good year for us. And we were kidding with him the other day. Said, Marcus, it's nothing like that first practice when the new guy comes in after you've been recruiting him, and all of a sudden practice hits, and you ain't recruiting him anymore.
Yeah, no. Yeah. We're not here to love you up now, buddy.
So you have this highly touted recruiting class coming in. When do they get on campus? When can you start working with them?
Well, they better be good because they are being touted. They haven't scored any points yet. But
that's true. We were just talking about that off air about guys like Harrison Barnes and these players that we hype up now in the major world of Division I athletics, that it's almost not fair to them that they cannot possibly live up to the expectations that others have put upon them through the blogs and talk radio and television and everything else.
Well, it's kind of the way of the world of sports.
Yes.
So. But our guys will be in for summer school. We have 2 5-week sessions. We're going to be fortunate. We think 2 or 3 of our freshmen are actually going to be there for both sessions because they're going to have graduated early enough.
Wow.
Normally, most freshmen don't make it until the second session. But summer school's become an absolute necessity at our level. Our university's made a major commitment to that, obviously to help our guys, you know, first and foremost academically, and then they're allowed access with our strength coach all summer. And then for the first time ever, they're allowing us 2 hours a week with our team in the summer. And I am jacked up for that.
2 hours a week or 2 hours a day?
I wish it was 2 hours a day. Two hours a week.
Now,
they don't wish it was 2 hours a day.
And I'm going to tell you, every second of that will be accounted for, right?
Oh, you know, they'll be fully stretched, warmed up, and then we step on the floor.
When it counts. So the clock starts when the coaches hit the floor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're not wasting any time. We're going, and we're going to spend the entire 2 hours a week on defensive stuff because we got some new guys that are going to need to get better on that end of the floor quickly.
So down the line, I would think teams with good senior leadership or upper-class leadership will really benefit from that two-hour rule because your seniors can get them organized, get them warmed up, get them going, and then you can maximize the coaching.
Yeah, absolutely. And coach has been fighting this for a while, and you guys are smart enough to know this. You would like your coaches to have access to your kids.
I mean, ideally.
It does make sense. If they're there in class, in tutoring, lifting, it's good to be around your kids as much as possible. It helps eliminate distractions and all that other type of stuff.
Yo, and there are plenty of distractions for anybody in college.
That is true. I can attest to that, certainly. When we come back, we'll talk Final Four. Pat Scarry, Jerry Sandusky with us here on Sportsline on BAL.